Welcome to Cody Catch Up. My name is Jamie Jones, and in this episode, I was going to do it more about learning Elixir in general, and I was going to tie in this book that Ryan Big has recently released or is sort of building and releasing at the same time. So I've just decided just to do it on the book because I feel like the learning Elixir thing, I don't have enough knowledge of it to really give a good take on it besides my own. As opposed to like what I want to do is like explain things that I've found, things you probably should do, etc. Like I haven't quite worked all that out yet. So this episode is going to be on the book that Ryan is releasing slash has released. It's called Joy of Elixir. Now this is a book which you can read online for free. It's under the CC by SA 4.0 license. And the book's HTML and CSS based source is actually on GitHub, so you can check that out there. But if you do want to send some money across his way, I haven't actually checked to see if there's like a fixed price or there's a donation price, but you can buy a PDF version online from Leanpub. So I'll get into it and I'll give you my thoughts on the book and how it's progressing. I probably should say Ryan Big, if you have heard the name, you may have heard it. If you haven't heard of it, Ryan's been fairly prominent in the Ruby community, at least the communities that I've been around in. So it's a name that's kind of known. He is award-winning, so he's a programmer, author, mentor, and he's been doing some cool stuff in the Ruby community, and now he's in the Elixir community. So he's got a blog post to go along with this. It says, here, I'll just read it out verbatim. I've been using Elixir at work professionally for the past year, and more recently I've been starting to do some mentoring around Elixir. I've noticed that while there are some very solid intermediate books slash resources like Getting Started Guide on ElixirLang.org, the Programming Elixir book, and even Elixir School, there doesn't seem to be anything at all book-wise directed at newbies. So I decided to write a little book called Joy of Elixir. Joy of Elixir avoids assuming knowledge of anything about programming while teaching people about their first programming language, Elixir. Now, I just want to kind of pause on this because reading the book, I don't think it's just aimed at people with their first programming language or someone who's never kind of done anything about programming, because I've found that it reads well for even someone who's maybe intermediate or even advanced, just to be able to step through the process that simply and really break things down is done quite well, and I think that's going to satisfy a larger audience than I think what Ryan has thought that it kind of would fit. Definitely fits the beginner mark perfectly, I think, and he's really right with the amount of resources for newbies in general. Like, there's some great articles and things out there, but a lot of them are quite full-on. So Elixir is generally used for more full-on projects, stuff that is more complicated and harder to accomplish in a variety of other common languages that you would use. But it also is a nice language even for simple things, I find, because it has a lot of Ruby tendencies to it. But you get all these benefits of Erlang and functional programming in general. So anyway, you can check out the book at joyofelixir.com. I highly recommend checking that out and having a look. It is still kind of like a book that is being produced, like there's more to come to it, and I'm sure there'll be releases in the near future. So at the moment, there's part one, part two, part three, and then an appendix, and it seems like there is enough there to really get you or sink your teeth into to get you interested in the language if you just want to check it out and find out what the language is about. Or if you're just trying to learn something new and be able to get up and running and actually doing something with the language itself. So highly recommend checking that one out. I'd love to know your thoughts on it. Check it out, joyofelixir.com. I'd really love to know your thoughts. Leave a comment in the comment section below if you're watching this on YouTube. If you're listening to this on some kind of podcast network, recommend sending a tweet through to @CodyCatchUp on Twitter. You can send through an email to CodyCatchUp@gmail.com or leave a comment on CodyCatchUp.com for this episode. But that's it. If you are watching this on YouTube, I'd really appreciate a like and a subscribe if you're really enjoying this. If you're on iTunes, I'd really appreciate a rating and review. That'd be awesome. But other than that, we'll catch you next one. Bye.